We're back with the Carl Miller Show. I am your host, Carl Miller of Carl Miller Realty LLC, along with Lindsay Morrell. And this segment, we are joined by my friend and insurance expert, Dave Nellis of Nellis Insurance. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, Carl. Thank you.
Dave is an independent insurance agent and the owner of Nellis Insurance. And for the listener today, Dave, what's the differentiator between an independent agent and a captive agent? That's one of the strengths you have is you're independent.
Right. That's a great question. The difference between the two is a captive agent has an exclusive contract with the insurance company. If you see a sign out front, there's a good chance. If you see a sign out front for an insurance company, there's a good chance that that carrier has an exclusive contract with that agent who's an independent contractor, but he has an exclusive contract and only can offer those products for that company. So if you see an insurance agency that doesn't have an insurance company's name out front, a signage, there's a good chance they're independent. And what that means is the independent agent can pick and choose the companies that they represent. They may have several that they have relationships with or contracts with, and they can shop their clients' insurance out with multiple carriers to find the best rates, the best fit. So there's great agents on both sides. I decided to go the independent route. I felt like it gave me an opportunity to be more of an advocate for my clients, especially when there's claims issues. My carriers know that I've got options, and so I feel like that gives us leverage. They know we can use other companies to help our clients get the coverage they need. So when it comes to pricing and claims, I think there is an advantage to being independent.
Sure, because you have different houses and different types of needs and different type of auto insurance, and you can kind of match the person with the best insurance fit, because not everybody has the best credit scores that makes great sense.
That's great. Yeah, so there's lots of different ways, it's not a one size fits all.
Right.
So,
and I love that. Great. You've been selling insurance for quite some time now, Dave. Yeah. When did you get started, and what attracted you to the business of protecting people's valuable assets? I love your tagline too, by the way, of protecting what you
solutions
value.
That protect what you value most.
I love that.
Thank you. So our buddy Phil Tucker helped me come up with that tagline. So
that's cool.
Yeah, but about 2002 was when I got into insurance. So a little bit about me. I came down to Lynchburg in 93 to go to Liberty. I was a business major, then switched to biblical studies. Ended up getting a seminary master's degree. So I was in the ministry. Got married in 2000 and was in ministry. And my wife and I wanted to come back to Lynchburg. And that's how I got into insurance. I kind of fell into it accidentally. It really wasn't something that I was passionate about per se. But once I got into it, I really enjoyed the mechanism of risk transfer.
Yes.
So I got into commercial underwriting, working for a Fortune 100 company, learned insurance from the inside out, and just felt really empowered to start my own agency. And I had choice. You know, I could have gone the captive route. But I dealt with captives, and I kind of saw how limited they were as an underwriter for the company, talking to agents, and they'd come to me for pricing or eligibility or, you know, take it or leave it.
Right.
They really didn't have a whole lot of leverage.
Right.
And so I saw that on the independent side, it's more empowering. So I chose to go the independent route, started my scratch agency in 2008. Brick by brick, policy by policy, homeowner by homeowner, just writing policies and growing that. So
I love that experience because you bring that expertise side that a lot of salespeople just don't know about or see or have the capacity to even know what it looks like on the back end.
The mechanism of insurance
from
the actuarial, the pricing, the coverages, the product, and then the underwriting.
I think one thing that really sets you apart, Dave, is you really care about your clients. And, you know, I've actually am a client of yours. I've been for years. And, just for example, you called me. I remember this. You never forgot this. This was years ago. And I had a homeowner. I had a few speeding tickets on my record at one time, you know.
And nobody's perfect.
As those dropped off over the years, my insurance went down. You called me and said, Carl, I'm not trying to sell you anything, but you know, you're saving money on your auto. You ought to look at an umbrella policy because you got more liabilities than you did 5 years ago. And I just really appreciated that because you weren't salesman about it. You just say, hey, you need to protect yourself. Here's an opportunity. And your rate's not going to go up. It's going to be the same because you're saving on the auto side. And I just really appreciate that personalized service.
Yeah. So I mentioned the perspective or leverage, whatever you want to call it, from being independent, but also the other advantage is rehabilitating folks who maybe don't have the perfect driving record or claims history with insurance companies. We can start them out with a company and work with them and move them and shop their insurance actively to find them better rates as they as their situation changes and improves.
I love how you said rehab.
Yeah.
I was one of those people that needed to be rehabbed a little bit. That's great.
And then the umbrella, you know, is risk transfer. So as your needs change, as your family grows, as your assets grow, you need to make sure your insurance keeps up with that. A lot of people set it and leave it, and they may have the Virginia state minimums and think, okay, I'm legal.
Yeah.
My rate's good, but they don't realize that the more they've got to lose, the more they need to potentially use insurance as a mechanism to transfer that risk off of them and protect their assets from a catastrophic loss. So an umbrella is a way to do that.
Absolutely. Hey, let's talk about homeowners insurance specifically a little bit. You know, what are some common pitfalls you see for folks as they sign up for insurance? And man, you just wish you could just tell everyone things they need to know about so they can avoid just potential bad situations in the future. Talk about that a little bit. What are some common pitfalls you see just in the homeowners world?
I think the first one is seems pretty obvious, but to some people it is, some people it isn't, but not bundling your home insurance with your auto insurance. So the huge savings. Insurance companies are giving a lot of weight to that bundling. They're able to capture a lot of information. The more information that the insurance company has on you, the better or more accurate the rates will be.
Okay.
And so when they can bundle your home and the auto, they give you a big price break on the homeowners, and it's significant. It can be hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year. So it's just something that you're leaving off the table if you don't bundle. So bundling home and car is one of the pitfalls. At least look at it and see if it makes sense. Sometimes it does make sense to have your auto with one company and home with another, but more times than not, there's a tremendous amount of savings
by
bundling.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, and we represent a lot of companies that offer that bundling. So home, auto, umbrella, motorcycle, watercraft, whatever we can bundle and save. So there's truth to that. The other one is financial stress. You mentioned it earlier, people with not so perfect credit, whatever. That can also lead to higher insurance premiums, which it's a slippery slope. It's insult to injury, right? You're struggling to pay your bills. You've got liens, judgments, bankruptcies, late pays, whatever. Those can have a direct result on your insurance rate and make it higher. Not just on the homeowners, but on auto as well. So think twice before maybe getting that department store credit card to save 10% on your purchase.
Right.
Those types of things, you think of it maybe hurting your ability to get a good interest rate, maybe on buying a home or whatnot, but it can also make your insurance rates higher. Now, so we talk to folks about that and help them realize the value of not having financial stress. So probably about 10, 15 years ago, actually probably longer than that, 20 years ago, insurance companies started using what they call an insurance score as an indicator. And it's very accurate to predict future losses. So people who make up certain characteristics in their financial insurance score make up their credit, i.e. credit. It's not credit score per se, but it's just financial stresses can be an indicator of future loss.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the other one. Financial stress can lead to higher premiums. And the third one is don't use home insurance as a maintenance plan.
Okay.
Right. So your home insurance policy should be for – I don't want to say large claims because that's a very relative thing. What's small to some is large to another. So, but it should be for sudden, unexpected accidental loss and shouldn't be used as a maintenance plan. So this is a great time of year. It's springtime. It's a good time to go out and clean those gutters out, trim back those trees that are overhanging over your property, fixing downspouts, grading the land, and directing water away from your foundation. But those are things you can do to maintain your property and prevent losses from happening, but not use your insurance as a maintenance plan. You know, maintain your property, have pride of ownership, and use your insurance for accidents, major accidents.
Right. What it's designed to be.
Yeah, what it's designed to be.
That's great.
And that helps keep your rates down.
Sure.
And even, I'll kind of go back to the value of having an independent agent or just even a local agent versus a direct. There's three ways you can buy insurance. You can buy insurance from a 1-800 number or direct.
Uh-huh.
You can buy it through a local agent, either through the independent or captive channel. But if you've only got your home insurance through a 1-800 number, let's just say you have a question. You've got water in your basement. You pick up the 1-800 number. You call them. Bam, it's a claim. They assign a claim number to that. Yep. Whether you want to pursue that and file a claim or not, you just want to have a conversation, have a question answered. It's a claim. It's an incident. It's an occurrence. And that follows you for 5 years. Whether they pay a dime, it shows up as a claim. And you have too many of those. Now you've got frequency. And frequency in the insurance world can breed severity. So the big one's coming if you're prone to have a lot of claim frequency. So the value of having a local agent is you got water in your basement, call your local agent.
Yeah.
And we can have a conversation without it ever getting to the point where it files as a claim on your policy or against you.
That's great.
So a lot of times we can prevent that from happening and talk about ways to maybe get that water mitigated without filing a claim.
Super. We're speaking with Dave Nellis of Nellis Insurance. And Dave, just thanks for sharing all this. So just some great tips there. And you kind of already alluded to the local agent. Just having that local agent, that local number, you can add a lot of value as opposed to a national TV ad with an 800 number. Is there any other just advantages you see your customers having as a result of having a local agent versus just an 800 number besides what you already talked about?
I'm local.
Yeah.
I mean, you can walk in and talk
with
me.
That's true. Yeah.
Pick up the phone.
Higher level
call.
Of accountability.
Yeah. So when you call, I already know your family. I know your situation. And you don't have to call and kind of tell your story. I'm going on that journey with you. So I think that's the value is we already have that relationship.
Sure.
So
do you have any just common threads of people who file a claim and they're using a policy they paid for, and then 6 months later, you know, they got the claim filed and everything and they just have a glowing review. So what's the common threads of people who had a good experience versus the horror stories? Is there any insight you would give to that? Cause you hear the horror stories and you also hear people say, oh, it was pretty painless. And is there any just common threads? I guess it's
I don't know that
fun,
I've ever had somebody file a claim and happy.
Okay.
People always think their property is probably worth more than it is. and the world's coming to an end. And so, you know, it's kind of hard to.
Probably say. The key would be just making sure you make a good decision on the front end.
Yeah. Yeah. Having an agent that can be there and keep things on track.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very happy to say that the companies that we represent are, you know, we're an award-winning agency.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a record of putting our customers' needs first.
Yep.
And we also have companies that also model that. Award-winning, you know, highly rated by AM Best, superior, financially strong companies that are going to be there, ranked highly by AM Best and JD Power & Associates and Ward's Top 50. So you want to look for companies that have that reputation. And no insurance company is perfect. And again, nobody's happy when they're in the middle of a claim. Trees falling on their house and there's water gushing in. It's a stressful situation. So it's hard to please somebody in that situation, you know, and there's no common thread. Every claim is different. Every home owner is different. But just try to be there, be a listener and be responsive.
Right.
But
well, you certainly provide those services. You provided those services for me in the past. I totaled a car last year and I got to say, while it wasn't something I want to go through, you and your company made it, you know, really, really well. In fact, you called me. I was still
on the side of the road,
You called me. Yeah. And, you know, so that really, again, I think there's just a lot of value having a local service. Dave Nellis, Nellis Insurance, thanks so much for being our sponsor and being on the show today. I hope this is valuable for our listeners. And I always learn something from you every time we talk.
Thanks for the opportunity.
This
appreciate
really
the partnership.
Cool. Yep.
And now, the bizarre real estate fact of the week.
This is actually perfect because we're talking with Dave Nellis. So, this would really need to be, you have good insurance for this. So a Michigan man whose house was scheduled for demolition switched house numbers with his neighbor so the wrecking crew would tear down the wrong house. So probably not still friends. Probably did not do well for his insurance. It's just not a good situation, but can you imagine?
No. Dave, do you have any comment on that? You're still here.
Yeah, I don't know enough to comment. There's some fraud going on there.
Yeah.
Now, that is a bizarre fact.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess that would fall under vandalism for the guy whose home got demolished.
I'd be a little bit upset.
Yeah. No kidding. Wow. That's a great bizarre fact of the week, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Don't switch house numbers, right?
No.
If you have real estate questions you want answered on the air, send your questions to radio@carlmillerteam.com or to any of our social media platforms. If you would like to listen to our past episodes, check out the Carl Miller Show podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Just search the Carl Miller Show or visit our website, carlmillerrealty.com. Thank you for tuning in. We are your local, caring, competent, and trusted advisors for all things real estate. Special thank you to our sponsor this week, Dave Nellis with Nellis Insurance. And Dave, thanks for joining us today and sharing your insights.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
They are protecting what you value most. Visit NellisInsurance.com for fantastic asset protection solutions and advice catered to your needs. That's Nellis, N-E-L-L-E-S, NellisInsurance.com. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Saturday for another morning of the Carl Miller Show. And don't forget to stop by Heritage Baptist Church this afternoon for the Lynchburg Symphony Outdoor Orchestra. Stop by, pick up tickets at the gate.